When it's game time, we all feel the pressure. That's why we trust Shield Antiperspirant to never let us down. It gives us the best 48-hour protection when the pressure is on. Shield gives us the confidence to always perform at our best. Shield, it won't let Chelsea down, it won't let you down.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the big interview on Sokala Duma Radio, brought to you by Shield. I am your host, Shane Matsoyane. The Shield Sibone Sidiski is back for its third year and it's bigger than ever. The campaign has been South Africa's ultimate football scouting program, giving young players a chance to train with Chelsea and earn a spot in the Orlando Pirates MDC team. This year, Manchester City and La Liga joined the campaign as partners to prove even more global exposure for South Africa's up-and-coming footballers. Today on the show, we are speaking to Stanton Fredericks, who joins the search for the first time, about his role within the competition and what advice he's ready and excited to share with the players. Stay tuned and enjoy this interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And on the line, we have former Kaizer Chiefs, FC Moscow in Russia, and Orlando Pirates midfielder and Bidvest Vets, and that is Stanton Stiga Fredericks. Stiga, hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
I'm good and you, sir. Good to be there.
Wow, very well, man. Stiga, the Shield Sibone Sidiski campaign is back and it's bigger. And to make it even more exciting, my brother, you are now also part of it. How has the search for SA Top Talent been?
You know what? Very excited to be part of this campaign. It's growing bigger and bigger every year. Now they've got some added incentives there that the likes of Manchester City is joining in as well. So that just makes it so much more better. This is my first year with the campaign.
Sure.
But I'm always passionate about giving unearthing raw talent, you know.
Sure.
And I think not enough of that has been done. Over the years, it seems that our football is going more into development structures and academies. And if you're not in the academy, you have to fall by the wayside. So Shield is certainly filling a gap in the market and trying to give every boy an opportunity to realize their dream of becoming a professional footballer.
Yeah, Stiga, talking about Manchester City, the campaign started out with Chelsea from England and Orlando Pirates from here at home being the teams that are involved with the competition. Now, with Man City, they have joined the campaign, and so are clubs from the Spanish La Liga. Does that mean more added pressure on the players and to you as coaches?
No, it just means that there's a wider net and a bigger opportunity for the players. With the scouting, we've got some capable guys there going throughout the country. And this year, we targeting even more provinces and throwing the net even wider and giving more boys an opportunity, especially from the outskirts of the rural areas, you know.
Yeah.
It's easy to be in KZN and Johannesburg and be scouted, and there's lots of opportunities. But the ones that fall by the wayside, and I think this is another innovation and improvement on the previous campaigns that Shield has integrated.
Wow. Stiga, now the campaign is now in its third year, as you mentioned earlier, and with players like yourself being roped in to help, and the search now being broadened, what have you seen so far and what are you looking for?
Well, you know what? The good thing about Shield is that they've come in this year. When we sat down, they're not directing you what to do. And the role that I'm playing is very exciting, because often when you have an ex-player, you just think that he's a coach or he's a scout, you know. I've got a very different role, which I'm looking forward to. When the team is chosen, I will be a mentor, you know. And I'm going to sit down with the boys and take them through the highs and lows, because being a professional soccer footballer, it's always, it looks nice from the outside. But there's so much sacrifices that need to be there. There's so much mental strength, emotional strength, physical understanding of the game that one needs to encompass if you're going to play at the highest level consistently.
Sure.
You know, and I'd like to share some of that with the boys in the squad and even more importantly with the boys that are chosen to go through to Chelsea. It's so important to hold a hand through this process and understand the opportunity you're getting. Don't put yourself under pressure. Do what you know. I always say, don't try to do things that you don't know when it comes to trials. Do what you know and perfect it. So that's the advice that I'm looking forward to sharing with the boys.
Yeah. And now, Stiga, talking about those you just mentioned, you think that is also one of the reasons former players like yourself have been brought in to motivate the boys and to tell them, as a former player, an experienced former player who's played here locally for big teams and played also in Russia, do you think that's maybe one of the reasons you were brought in to help?
Well, I'm hoping so. Yeah, I'm sure that my experience, not only locally and abroad, the reason of me being part of this campaign, but I think any player that has played at a high level consistently has a lot to share. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you haven't been to Europe. You cannot pass on advice. But I think just having to contend and lived in Europe for 8 years, it does give me a bit of experience that side. So when the boys do travel abroad, I can share a bit of my experience, because, you know, sometimes when you go abroad, you are a foreign player and you have to be better than what they have. So now you tend to think that you need to do something special, and they might have done it all the time. No, you know. So you do what you do, and the opportunity will arise when you can use your skill, because that is what we have in abundance, you know.
Yeah.
And so I just like to manage their thinking and the planning to, when they go into the space where you are going to be tested in terms of being trialed out.
Yeah. Stiga, you're also a youth development graduate, my brother, and you played at a time where getting into these youth structures like your Pirates, your Chiefs, your Sundowns, or even here locally, maybe your Ajax Cape Town at the time, your Santos at the time, it was very difficult to crack in there, more especially from those coming from the rural areas. Now that this Shields Mona City campaign is going down there to look for that raw talent, how huge is the campaign for those young boys coming from those rural areas?
You know, you don't have to look far. You can just look in the PSL. Most of the players don't live in Johannesburg, or they don't originate from Johannesburg, you know. So it doesn't mean that you're out there, that you're not in the shop window. If you believe in yourself, you're hungry, you chase your dream, and nothing is impossible. Today you'll be playing for a local team, and tomorrow you'll be donning the colors of Bafana Bafana, you know. So I'm saying, don't give up on your dream. Believe in your ability. But together with that, do not neglect your schoolwork.
Sure.
Because no matter how long you play, at what level you play, you are going to have a career post-football. So you need to just integrate both and balance both. And that's the message that I want to bring across to the boys.
Wow. Stiga. Now, there's also our national under-20 team coached by Coach Thabo Senong. They recently qualified for the World Cup under-20, which is coming up soon in Poland. Can we say that is proof also that we are improving at youth level?
Yeah, we're making strides, you know. I'm very excited because I personally played in under-20 World Cup in Malaysia. And the experience that I gained there set me up for the rest of my career.
Sure.
You know? Playing at that stage. So when I did eventually represent Bafana, it's not anything new that I haven't experienced. I've sung the national anthem. I've worn the Bafana kit. I've played against European opposition. I've played against Scandinavian opposition.
Sure.
I've played against African opposition. You know, so playing the junior national team certainly sets the boys up and gives them a bit of an advantage when they are eventually going to be donning that national team. This is another thing that I'd love to see is the continuity of those boys currently playing in under-20s. They need to graduate to the 23s and then to the professional ranks. I think with our generation, we were onto something good, but that continuation just wasn't there. So hopefully we can latch on to the success of these under-20s and take it all the way to the first team.
Now, Stiga, as you said, these projects are huge, and that you could find yourself playing for those big teams or even those smaller teams in the Premier Soccer League. But in your opinion, though, Stiga, do you think our PSL teams are doing enough, or have they done enough to nurture young talent?
I tell you what, it's not only PSL. It's all the stakeholders of football, and we can't just blame SAFA, you know. I think corporates need to come in. Shield is setting the example and taking it forward, saying, guys, we're going to play out, but we're going to give boys an opportunity. And I think other corporates need to come along and give back to the development and give boys an opportunity. And we just sit down with SAFA and ask, how can we incorporate this? Because we can't just blame PSL, we can't just blame SAFA. We need to look at South Africa as a country, and we all need to come together to set up proper development structures so that the basics are set in at a very early age.
Yeah, and talking about that, I'm saying that we can't blame PSL, we can't blame SAFA. We also need to look at ourselves, and there are those coaches who are coaching in those grassroots level, and those coaches are also set to participate in coaching clinics led by Chelsea and Pirates coaches. How important will these clinics be for those grassroots coaches, Tiga?
Yeah, that is the most important part of this entire campaign for me personally. We had a Twitter roundtable discussion, and what came out of Jay, and the point that I was stressing and pushing, is that we need to coach our coaches.
Sure.
Because in these locations where Shield will now visit, when Shield leaves, there's that passionate coach that gives his time for free, that loves the game, that wants to assist boys, but he needs to be fed the right information. So my thing is, let us coach the coaches, because they are left behind. And if they're giving the boys instructions, then the boys' opportunity of having the basics and making it become a bit greater.
Sure.
I always say, you are good as a player as you've been coached. You're only as good as you've been coached, you know. So let us go out there. And part of this campaign is to coach the coaches, which is very exciting. This is where La Liga will come in. This is where Chelsea will come in. And this is where Manchester City will come in.
Yeah, talking about you need to coach the coaches, Tiga. I read there in an article that you did with our publication there. But I'm also seeing that everyone can see that the passion is there, Steve. I mean, Wena Stiga, and the love for the game from our youth coaches is undoubtedly there. But do you think they are well equipped and sophisticated in developing a young talent as their European counterparts, per se?
Yeah, undoubtedly the passion is there, but I think the tools that we possess is zero to none. You know, it's very, very far. We're encouraging guys to dribble and turn back, and it's something that we shouldn't be doing, because our natural gift is flick. We need to be holding that so much differently. You know, we are miles away from the Europeans in terms of development coaching, because when they come over here, it's not only the proper instructions on the field. It's how do you live off the field. It's the nutritional value. What do you eat? What do you eat before? What do you eat after? What gym program do you have? What sport psychologist do you have on board? And I'm talking of even our development structure with the PSL. We need to get to that level where there's a sports psychologist, there's a nutritionist. Yes, we have physical therapists and biokinetists. We need to have a nutritionist as well, if we're going to get to that level. So it's miles apart, but I think we need to take it one step at a time.
Now, Stiga, coming now back to you and your job that you'll be doing for Shield and for the development of South Africa. I mean, we have seen our young players here in SA, I mean, now and again, they've come under a lot of criticism from the general public and the world for their lack of basics, your techniques, your technique abilities, etc. But do you think if there can be more campaigns of this nature, that could be a thing of the past?
It will definitely assist. But I think that we need to just... I think coaching the coaches once again, you know, still in the basics, is definitely a fundamental. We are skillful. I always say we're skillful. I myself was a skillful player. When I played with Chiefs, I used to play in the crowd, but only when I went to Europe did I understand, use your skill when it's needed. Use it further up the field, you know. I do think that there is light at the end of the tunnel, but we've got so much more to do in terms of coaching the basics.
Sure. Now, Stiga, for this campaign, they say you are looking at about how many players? There are 25 players, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, from the 25 players that you would have gathered at the end of the campaign in June, what exactly are you expecting to have found in those players? And for you to say, like, Stiga, yes, I have found the talent, what would you like to have achieved as a coach in this Shield Swansea campaign?
you know, obviously to the winner, the eventual winner is going to have a year contract with the NDC team of Orlando Pirates.
Sure.
So that alone is the opportunity that's priced, you know. You're taking a shortcut into a structure that is second to none. You see how the good football that Orlando Pirates is playing and the philosophy that they're playing. Mm. So you will have an opportunity to be with the NDC of Orlando Pirates for a year. You're also going to have an opportunity to go to Europe and train with the likes of Chelsea and be exposed to that environment. So I think that prize alone is just priceless.
Yeah. How long, though, can the football-loving nation of Mzansi wait? I mean, before we can see maybe two or three of the players that you are busy with currently, how long can we wait maybe to seeing them on TV or playing the PSL? Or better yet, in La Liga or for Man City and Chelsea, since they're also part of it.
Well, that'll be a dream come true. I think one step at a time, keep them chosen to what they have currently.
Sure.
And you never know, in the future we might have unearthed something, but you cannot put a timeline to anything. Football has so much, there's so much things that can go right, there's so much things that can go wrong. You're in the right place, there's an element of luck.
Sure.
So it will be crazy to put a timeline on unearthing somebody, but if he's able to change one guy, even an opportunity to play in the PSL alone, I think that made a difference.
Stiga, without giving anything much away though, based on what you have seen so far and based on what you have done so far to these players, do you see a couple of them or maybe two or three that you can say this one is guaranteed 2 or 3 years from now they'll be playing in the PSL or maybe in those European leagues?
I wouldn't put my head on a block just like that, because there's no guarantee in life and there's no guarantee.
Sure.
But I can guarantee the player is that his ability is not going to take him there. It's his hard work, it's his dedication, it's what he's willing to sacrifice.
Mm.
That if he's going to do that, then I can guarantee him that he will become a professional
footballer. Wow. Stiga, now, based on your experience, my brother, playing for FC Moscow, I mean, in Russia, you've played for Verts, you've played for Chiefs, you've played for Paris. What advice would you give out to these boys who are currently participating in this program?
You know what? Do what you know. If you are selected, work harder than the guy next to you.
Sure.
And if you believe it, you can do it.
Wow. Stiga, before I let you go, you were once a fan favorite at Kaizer Chiefs. I mean, your combination there with Ushuffle, Ujabupule, the Jabu Mahlangu.
Shuffle effect, yeah.
You were one of the favorites, one of the darlings for the Kaizer Chiefs fans. Now, there are the PSL Awards coming up this Sunday. Who do you think will walk away with that big award, the Footballer of the Season, between the three nominees? There's Themba Zwane, there's Hlompho Kekana, there's Thembi Nkosi Lorch. Who do you think will walk away with the big prize on Sunday?
I think it's going to be between Kekana and Lorch for me.
Yeah,
it's between the two. I think Zwane has done well.
Sure,
but I would have certainly thrown Torino into the pack there. Take nothing away from Themba Zwane.
Sure.
Quality of the highest order.
Mm.
I would have included Torino there, but of the nominees, I do think it's going to be between Kekana as well as Lorch.
Wow. All right, Stiga, I will have to let you go, my brother. Thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to us on Sokala Duma Radio. Thank you ever so much.
A pleasure. Pleasure, my man. Ciao, bye.
Ciao, bye. Sokala Duma Radio. And thank you for listening to the big interview on Sokala Duma Radio. Until next time, it is goodbye from us.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.